Boneboy Speaks, episode 979, The Price of Maturity. There has been a lot of Android handsets that have come out in the last several days, weeks, and months that with ever lowering prices. Now, Apple has, of course, not gotten into the low-cost handset business. I think for good reason, right? They're looking for a specific kind of consumer, and they're going to make the profits they're going to make. It's still a highly desirable product, even if they only have a fraction of the handset market. They're making pretty much all the money, and so a lot of the Android handset makers, of course, are trying to expand and maybe get more, and they're lowering prices. And in fact, even Google's encouraging this. I mean, they're trying to come out with now $50 handsets rather than $100 handsets, which in some countries that's probably about what the price point needs to be in order to get people to be able to even afford a handset, much less buy one. So I actually think that having all of these handset makers out there making handsets is a short-term problem, right? It's an issue from a consumer point of view. Is if you get one of these handsets and it happens to be one of the handset makers that doesn't make it, well, what is your recourse as far as getting either software updates or even just a new battery when the battery ultimately goes out on these things? So I don't know, right? I mean, this is, I don't think it's a bad thing. Again, in the short term, yes, you have, as a consumer, you have to be aware if you're buying one of these low-cost handsets, or you're buying it from a company that will actually be around. Who knows, right? And chances are the people that hear this understand that and perhaps don't see it as a problem that there's now so many different handset makers for Android. This is a problem that'll solve itself. I mean, I kind of look at it the same way that I look at the automobile industry, right? And the automobile industry has been around for almost a century now, and what's happened in that space, right? There used to be a whole lot of automakers, and now there's not quite as many, right? And then so, there's been a lot of consolidation, and companies have gone under, whatever. And over that course of time, there's a steady supply there's still a steady supply of autos. Now, are they innovating as fast as they should? Probably not, but that's neither here nor there. But the fact is that this is what happens when a market matures, right? Is there's all of a sudden a whole lot of people trying to get into that business, and a few succeed. In fact, it's even something a little closer to home. Think about the PC business, right? Itself, right? The PC business, and if you watch *Halt and Catch Fire*, which by the way is a great drama about some folks in the early 1980s, kind of the birth of the personal computer revolution, and you can kind of see this stuff sort of play out, right? Is that there was a whole bunch of players in that space, and they all consolidated, and now there's only a handful of them at that. So I'm not, as a consumer, yeah, you have to be kind of worried in the short term, I guess, if you're trying to make a long-term investment. If you're making a long-term investment, don't buy a cheap handset. The whole purpose of a cheap handset is just to get you from point A to point B for a period of time. And the problems that we have, right? I mean, these are also short-term goods as well, right? Because it's not uncommon to get a new phone every couple of years or something, or at least it seems that way these days. They don't last. The phone itself may not last more than a few years anyway. So while this Verge article points out that there might be some costs associated with cheap smartphones, this is part of a market maturing. I don't see it as a problem, and hooray for The Verge for writing a piece on this, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's just the kind of thing that happens when a market matures, and it will, yes, a lot of people are going to lose jobs and stuff like that, but this is how products evolve and markets mature. I don't see there anything wrong with it, and it's it'll shake out in a few years, and we may only have a few handset makers when it's all said and done, but that's what happens when a market matures. So I just don't see it being that big of a deal or anything to worry about, or that we're paying some sort of price for it. This is the price of innovation. So the price of maturity, and I can live with, it's a price I can live with, and I'm sure a lot of other people can live with it as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.